Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along with you, too.
I hope they call me on a mission when I have grown a foot or two. I hope by then I will be ready to teach and preach and work as missionaries do. I hope that I can share the gospel.
If you remember, last week we read the story about how the sons of Mosiah became missionaries. Mosiah had four sons, Ammon, Aaron, Omner, and Himni. They were with Alma the Younger when an angel appeared to him. The sons of Mosiah had repented of their sins and were sorry for the trouble that they had caused. They knew the gospel was true, and they wanted to teach it to others. Mosiah's sons each refused to be king. Instead, they wanted to be missionaries to the Lamanites and share the blessings of the gospel with them. King Mosiah prayed to know if he should let his sons go. God told him to let them go, and they would be protected. Many Lamanites would believe their message. The righteous people continued to obey the commandments and did not complain. We also read about the Amlicites. Amlici was a clever, wicked man who wanted to be king of the Nephites. He had many followers. The righteous Nephites did not want Amlici to be their king. They knew he wanted to destroy God's church. The Nephites gathered in various groups to decide if Amlici should be king. Most of the people voted against Amlici, and he did not become king. Amlici and his followers became angry. They left the Nephites, made Amlici their king, and called themselves Amlicites. Amlici ordered them to fight the Nephites. The Amlicites attacked, and the Nephites, who were led by Alma and strengthened by the Lord, killed many of them. The rest of the Amlicites ran away. Alma sent spies to watch the Amlicites. The spies saw them join a large army of Lamanites and attack Nephites living near Zarahemla. The Nephites prayed, and God helped them again. They killed many soldiers of the Lamanite Amlicite army. Like the Lamanites, the Amlicites marked themselves with red, which fulfilled a prophecy.
Story 2.
Children at home, please turn to chapter 22, Alma's mission to Ammonihah, and read along with us.
Alma worried about the Nephites' wickedness, so he decided to spend all his time preaching the gospel.
He chose Nephihah to replace him as chief judge.
Alma taught the gospel throughout the land.
When he tried to preach in Ammonihah, the people would not listen. They threw him out of the city.
Alma was sad that the people of Ammonihah were so wicked. He left them to go to another city.
An angel appeared and comforted Alma. The angel told him to go back to Ammonihah and preach again. Alma hurried back.
Well, why wouldn't the people of Ammonihah listen to Alma?
Because they were wicked and they didn't want to change their ways.
I think that's right. They didn't want to change.
That they thought they weren't doing anything wrong.
Interesting. Do you think they maybe had some pride in their hearts?
Yes.
Yeah. What's one thing that we hear in the scriptures a lot? When a prophet comes to teach somebody and they don't listen and their necks are stiff, why is that? Because their hearts are...
hard.
Yeah, they have hard hearts. They're not going to let in any new information or let people tell them what to do. So because of that, what did Alma do to try to soften their hearts?
He prayed and yeah.
Yeah, that's a good solution, isn't it? Go ahead.
He wanted them to repent.
Yeah, he did. Go ahead.
He taught the gospel to them?
Yes, he taught the gospel to them, and he hoped that the sweet message of the gospel would help to soften their hearts so that they would listen and repent, huh? Yeah, I think that was a good idea of him to do that. Well, what do you think you would have done if you had experienced what Alma did when he first went to Ammonihah?
I'd be scared and want to go home.
Me too. I think I'd probably just turn around and run away.
I would have prayed like Alma.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You're brave. Anybody else, what would you have done if you went to go preach the gospel to these people and they were so upset with you?
I would have left.
Yeah, it's hard. And did Alma leave finally? Yeah, yes. He did. Well, why did the angel tell Alma to rejoice?
He went back and then Amulek, gave him food.
Yeah. So the Lord knew that good things were about to happen. That's a good reason to rejoice. What else?
He was just being righteous. And so that makes you a reason to rejoice.
Yeah, that is a good reason.
He was following the Savior.
Yes. And the Lord knew that.
The angel told him that he was going to be okay and Heavenly Father was with him.
That's a really great reason to rejoice. Because I imagine that Alma felt a little sad, don't you think so? Felt a little discouraged and maybe thought, well, maybe I didn't say it right or something. Maybe they're mad at me because I didn't do a good job. But the angel told him, hey, you're doing great and you're keeping the commandments and the Lord loves you and great things are about to happen. So that's a good reason to rejoice. Well, how do you feel when you've obeyed Heavenly Father's commandments and you know you've done the right thing?
I feel a warm feeling inside.
Wonderful.
I feel happy.
Me too. Anyone else? How do you feel when you've obeyed the commandments?
I feel like I've done something right.
That's great. That's a good feeling, huh? To know that you're doing the right thing at the right time. Let's continue with our story.
Alma was hungry. As he entered the city, he asked the man for some food. An angel had told the man that Alma would come and that Alma was a prophet of God.
This man, Amulek, took Alma to his home and fed him. Alma stayed with Amulek and his family for many days. He thanked God for Amulek's family and blessed them.
Alma told Amulek about his calling to teach the people of Ammonihah. Amulek went with Alma to teach the people. The Holy Ghost helped them.
Alma told the people to repent or God would destroy them. He said Jesus Christ would come and save those who had faith in him and repented.
The people in Ammonihah became angry. They tried to throw him out into a prison, but the Lord protected him.
Then Amulek began to teach. Many of the people knew Amulek. He was not a stranger as Alma was. He told them about the angel he had seen.
Amulek said Alma was a prophet of God and spoke the truth. The people were surprised to hear Amulek's testimony.
Some of the people became angry, especially one wicked man named Zeezrom. They tried to trick Amulek with questions, but he told them he knew about their plan.
Zeezrom wanted to destroy everything that was good. He would cause problems, and then people would pay him money to solve the problems he had created.
Zeezrom could not trick Amulek, so he offered him money to say there is no God. Amulek knew God lives and said Zeezrom knew it too, but loved money more than God.
Then Amulek taught Zeezrom about Jesus and about the resurrection and eternal life. The people were amazed. Zeezrom began to shake with fear.
Zeezrom knew that Alma and Amulek had the power of God because they knew his thoughts. Zeezrom asked questions and listened as Alma taught him the gospel.
Some people believed Alma and Amulek and began to repent and study the scriptures.
But most of the people wanted to kill Alma and Amulek. They tied the two men up and took them to the chief judge.
Zeezrom was sorry he had been wicked and had taught the people lies. He begged the people to let Alma and Amulek go.
Zeezrom and the other men who believed Alma and Amulek's teaching were thrown out of the city. The wicked people threw rocks at them.
Then the wicked people gathered the women and their children that believed and threw them along with the scriptures into a fire.
Alma and Amulek were forced to watch the women and children die in the fire. Amulek wanted to use the power of God to save them.
But Alma told Amulek that he was not to stop the killing because the dying people would soon be with God and the wicked people would be punished.
The chief judge slapped Alma and Amulek several times and mocked them because they had not saved the burning woman and children. Then he threw them into prison.
Other evil men came to their prison and abused Alma and Amulek in many ways, including starving them and spitting on them.
The chief judge said if Alma and Amulek used the power of God to free themselves, he would believe. He slapped them again.
Alma and Amulek stood up. Alma prayed and asked God to make them strong because of their faith in Christ.
The power of God filled Alma and Amulek, and they broke the ropes that held them. The evil men were scared and tried to run, but fell down.
The ground shook, and the prison walls fell on the wicked men. The Lord protected Alma and Amulek, and they were not hurt.
The people of Ammonihah came to see what was happening. When they saw Alma and Amulek walking out of the crumbled prison, they became scared and ran away.
The Lord told Alma and Amulek to go to Sidon. There they found the righteous people. Zeezrom was also there and was very sick.
Zeezrom was glad to see Alma and Amulek. He worried that they had been killed because of what he had done. He asked them to heal him.
Zeezrom believed in Jesus Christ and had repented of his sins. When Alma prayed for Zeezrom, he was immediately healed.
Zeezrom was baptized and began to preach the gospel. Many others were also baptized. The wicked people of Ammonihah were all killed by a Lamanite army, as Alma prophesied.
Wow, what a story. That is crazy. What can we learn from the way Alma responded to the angel's command? Remember when the angel told him to go back in the first place? What did he do?
When the Lord tells you to do something, don't hesitate.
Right. Just like Alma, huh? Did he say, well, let me have a little vacation first. That was scary. No, he didn't. Go ahead, Sydney.
Listen to Heavenly Father.
Yes, listen to Heavenly Father. So, and is that what Alma did? Is that how he responded? Yes, he did. Yes, Gabe.
Never give up.
Never give up. That's also a great message. Good point. Thank you. Yeah. So the Lord wanted him to go back and to try again. Why was Amulek so willing to help Alma?
Because an angel told Amulek that someone was coming and the person who was coming was a prophet.
He was warned, wasn't he? Yes.
Amulek believed the angel. He believed that the angel was telling the truth.
Yes, he did. Good thing he did, huh? Go ahead, Sydney.
Because Amulek, he believed the same teaching as Alma, and he wanted to help.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. What were Alma and Amulek commanded to do once they got together? Alma got some food because he had been starving for quite a while. Everyone was so mean they wouldn't feed him. So finally he was rested, got food, and then what did they do?
They were to go preach again to the people.
Yes, they were. How did Heavenly Father help Alma and Amulek face the wicked people of Ammonihah?
They gave them courage.
Yes, he did. He gave them courage. Do you think it would have been very difficult to watch all that horrible stuff going on?
Yeah.
Have you ever prayed for courage? Can any of you tell me an experience when you had to pray for courage? Go ahead, Sydney.
When I had a nightmare and I needed help to fight it off, and it helped.
That's wonderful. So do you think Alma and Amulek also prayed for courage at that time? I'm sure that they did. What can we do to be worthy of Heavenly Father's help in difficult situations?
We can pray often and live righteous lives.
Yes, that's a good way to be strong. If we get ourselves prepared for when the storm comes, we'll be ready, huh? So how can we prepare ourselves? What are some things we can do every day? Yes, Sydney.
Read the scriptures.
Yes.
Pray.
Joseph. Pray. Excellent. What else can we do every Sunday?
Go to church.
Go to church and partake of what?
The sacrament.
Partake of the sacrament. Good. We can learn the gospel, huh?
Yep.
Listen to our primary teachers. These are all wonderful things. And this is what we must do every day and every Sunday so that when horrible things like this happen, like what happened to Alma and Amulek, they can be strong and have courage and know what to do to pray for help. What did Alma prophesy would happen to the people of Ammonihah if they did not repent and obey the commandments? Gabe?
They would get destroyed.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. What did Alma and Amulek prophesy about Jesus Christ? Tana?
That he would come and that he would save everyone from their sins.
That's right. And remember when he was talking with Zeezrom? And at first when Zeezrom was not believing him, and he said, he will save them from their sins, not in their sins. Because you remember that? He said, no, the Lord's not going to save you in your sins. If you continue to be bad and naughty, you won't be able to be saved. And then they complained about it and said, see, he said the Lord wasn't going to save us. He's like, that's not what I said. He'll save you from your sins. Remember that? All right. So what does it mean? This is another part. What does it mean to fast? And why did Alma fast for the people of Ammonihah? Rebecca?
It means to not eat or drink for a day.
Okay. Or for however long we need, huh? And why do we do that? Sydney?
Sometimes it can heal the sick. And in the story, he needed it to soften their hearts so that they would listen.
Wow. So what does fasting do? Does it give us an extra spiritual zip? Gives us some extra spiritual strength? Yeah, Tana.
Well, with praying, like with fasting, you have to pray with a purpose. Because if you just don't eat any food, that's not good.
That's right. It's starving yourself, isn't it?
Yeah. You have to pray with a purpose.
That's right. And that's what makes it fasting. Huh? And it's a way to humble ourselves before the Lord and to get our minds clear. So how can fasting be a blessing to all of you guys? Tiana?
You can receive answers and you can get help.
Yes, that's true. TJ?
You can receive answers to your prayers if you
and you can learn more about the gospel.
Okay, that's great. That is great. And you know what? Right now, as kids, it could be a little hard to fast. I remember that. It was kind of tricky to fast. It's hard to go without food. But now as an adult, I really love fasting, and I know and I feel better about it, and I know much more about it. So if you continue to be obedient and try to do these things, even if you don't fully understand them, someday you will. And that's the blessing of obedience. So how did Zeezrom try to tempt Amulek? Do you remember that? Go ahead, Rebecca.
He offered money to say there's no God.
Exactly. What else did he do? It's true, he did offer them money. But how did Amulek respond to this temptation? Sydney?
He said, I believe in God and so do you, but you like money better than God.
Mm-hmm. So was it tempting to Amulek at all?
Mm-mm.
What do you think, Gabe? Do you think money was tempting to Amulek?
No.
I think you're right. I don't think it was too much of a temptation for him. Because remember, he was like, what? That's ridiculous. And not only that, I know that you were planning all along not to give me the money. Because he read his mind, because the Holy Ghost told him what Zeezrom was up to. So, has anyone tried to trick or tempt you guys to do something wrong?
Yeah.
Really? Can you tell about it?
When I was at school, my friends were tempting me to climb over a fence and go out of school grounds to get one of their balls that I didn't even kick over. And I said no because I didn't do it and it wasn't the right thing.
Wow, that's great. So, yeah, there's lots of situations where we can be tempted and maybe sometimes tricked. But how can we resist such temptations? How did you resist that temptation?
I just said, guys, if you want to do it, go ask someone else, but I'm not going to do it because I didn't kick it over.
That's great. So how can we resist other temptations and things like this situation, things that happen? How can we do that? Maybe we can know what's right to begin with.
And if it's a hard decision, you can pray.
Yeah, you can. You can pray for strength. And also you can listen to the Holy Ghost, just like Amulek did. That's how he knew what Zeezrom was thinking, because he was listening to the Holy Ghost. And we can know what's right to begin with. If you decide right now, I will not drink beer, then when somebody asks you to drink beer, what are you going to say?
No.
I will not drink beer, right? So you decide to begin with what you're going to do and what is right. So how was Zeezrom blessed by the obedience of Alma and Amulek?
He got to learn about the gospel.
He sure did. He sure did. And what caused Zeezrom to repent? TJ?
Well, he felt the Holy Ghost and he believed and he knew that he was feeling guilty, so he decided to repent.
That's right. That's right. How can sharing your testimony help others gain a testimony? Just like this situation, Alma and Amulek shared their testimony and one person listened. And, well, a few people listened. Most of them didn't. Few people did. But how can we share our testimony with others?
We can share our testimony and it will help strengthen theirs. And we share our words with them so that it will help theirs too.
It's true. Do you feel like, have you ever been traveling and there's not many members of the church around or people who believe in Jesus, and then you meet somebody that believes in Jesus and you immediately feel like you're friends with them? And you feel stronger together?
Yeah.
I had that experience when I lived in China because in there, most of them don't believe in God at all. But when I would meet somebody that was a member of the church or even believed in Jesus or Heavenly Father like I did, it was special. And it helped to build my testimony and theirs because there was a special bond that we could share that testimony together. Gabe, did you have a comment?
My cousins aren't members of the church.
Mm-hmm.
So I could bear my testimony to them, and maybe he'll want to be a member of the church.
You sure could. That would be wonderful. And I think they'd really appreciate it, too. So what did Alma teach Zeezrom about how God will judge us? Tiana?
God will judge us by our works, our deeds, and our thoughts.
Right. Excellent. And that's something that Zeezrom really learned, huh? Because he wanted to repent. children, to be aware of your actions, your words, and thoughts in the coming weeks. Have the courage to obey Heavenly Father's commandments. And you can. I know you can. Children here in the studio audience and our home audience, remember to share your experiences you have had and the stories we have read today with your parents or brothers and sisters and your friends. We've learned so much, and I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Children, next week we'll read chapter 23, Ammon, a great servant.
See you.